You know, one of the most interesting things and conversations I have with my coaching clients is this whole idea of attracting new clients and marketing and how you do all that. And the single biggest mistake I see entrepreneurs make is they try to put on a persona. They try to present this perfect veneer, this perfect somehow they're a perfect person. They got all their ducks in a row, and you know, it's a very manicured approach to marketing. In my experience, when it comes to personal services for small businesses, solo entrepreneurs, it's all about being transparent and open and congruent and just sharing your story. Tell your story. And your story isn't a straight line from, you know, going from $0 to $1 million a year. It doesn't look like that. There isn't anybody in the world that has that kind of straight line success. There are always twists and turns in the road. There are always challenges, problems that need to be solved, things that we need to learn and to adjust to based on what we're learning, based on the actions that we take. Because the most important thing you can do, I can do as an entrepreneur, is to take action, and then based on that action, observe the feedback, extract a lesson from the feedback, make a correction, and then take new action. So action, feedback, correction. So that's, you know, if there's a secret to marketing a small business or as a solo entrepreneur, it's about being transparent and open and sharing the wrinkles and the struggles and the challenges and the frustrations and the successes. Telling a great story is a very important business skill. So hope you have a really great day. If you have any questions, reach out here via Anchor or on the podcast. You can reach me at Greg VD on Twitter. That's GREGB as in business, D as in dad, and yes, you can arrange for me to be your business dad, so to speak. All right, take care. So what do you think your customers are looking for? You think that they're trying to solve a problem? Perhaps. You think that they're looking for a company that's going to put their best interests at heart? Do you think that they're looking for a company with heart? A company that thinks about them and their needs and thinks beyond the transaction, that looks to a long-term relationship, a lifetime of interaction. You know, whether I don't care whether you're selling furniture, whether you're a sole entrepreneur, a business coach, whatever it is that you're doing, it's important to look beyond the transaction. Look beyond having to make the sale. Look at building a relationship. People want to do business with people who have heart, people that care about them. There's the old saying by Anonymous, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Well, how are customers going to know whether or not you care about them? By how you interact with them, what you say, what you do, how you are, how you show up. And so my suggestion is that when you're doing any marketing or sales activity, is hang up your agenda and replace. Imagine you're wearing a coat that's called agenda. You take that agenda off, put it on a hanger before you walk into your next meeting. Instead of walking in with your agenda, just simply walk in with a sweater. Take off the coat of agenda and put on a sweater of a willingness and an intention to serve. Show up to serve, and your customers will see that you have heart, see that you care. And that's the basis and the beginning of engagement, is show that you have heart. Namaste. Have a really great day.